It's Matt about Science Monday, and today we're talking about a new way to help clean our environment. This is really cool, Steve.
This is very, very cool. A little oil spill, you know, so we hope that an oil spill doesn't happen. We're talking about, you know, different things to help out with lighting in our homes. I mean, all those different things. We have to think about some of the accidents that I guess that happen in our environment as well. Teachers who are watching may be familiar with an activity where you would take oil and water and mix it together and then ask kids to remove the oil from the water. So they use cooking oil or something. Okay. So this is going to be a little bit different because we're going to use a derivative of crude oil. So here's our water that goes in.
Okay.
And now we're going to up the ante a little bit, and we're going to put crude oil in. And the closest thing, of course, we can get to crude oil, since I can't use the crude oil, is a stuff called Marvel Mystery Oil. It just, I think you're supposed to put it in your car.
Oh.
Shows you how much I know about the car.
Okay.
But it has the three different components of crude oil that are pretty important.
All right.
So this kind of goes in, and it's a nice color as well, so it's easy to see. And now, of course, you try to remove the oil from the water. And
yes.
Kids use a bunch of different things. Sawdust is a possibility. It doesn't seem to work well. Human hair, believe it or not, hooks onto the oil, but what a mess. And so what I wanted to show you was this chemical here. It's a polymer. If you hold out your hands, I'll just put it on your hands. The burning sensation will go away in a couple days.
Thanks,
this white powder. It's a non-toxic polymer, which means a long chain of molecules.
Right.
But watch what it does when it goes in here, and we'll talk a little about it. It actually hooks onto the oil.
Yeah, so, you said this is a derivative. What does that mean?
Well, if you think of oil as a key and the little peaks and valleys, you know, that you would see on a key, kind of a polymer, a long chain of molecules, this was engineered by a gentleman by the name of Larry Thompson, who actually made the polymer almost as an opposite of that. So now the oil hooks onto it.
Okay.
So now watch what happens as you kind of mix it around here just a little bit. And we're doing it nice and fast, but you can already start to see where it starts to hook together. And in just a second here, I'll just pull it out, reach into the one that we just pulled out. It almost feels rubbery, doesn't it?
It does. And this is, you're saying, this is non-toxic. So like ducts and some of the things that we see getting cleaned off by, you know, our dish soap, this can be used?
Yeah, isn't it amazing that our technology, we're so advanced, but yet with an oil spill, we're still using liquid soap, you know, dish soap and water to remove oil. And you can actually sprinkle this onto the feathers and onto the skin and literally pull the oil up and out.
How long have they been using this?
Well, it's been around since the mid-90s. One of the problems is just getting government approval on everything.
Oh,
but
wow.
Can I take a look at this? It's out.
That's just amazing.
Now, the most amazing thing for me, and I think for kids to understand, is that literally a crane, maybe on a ship, can stop the oil spill or contain it, reach down, pick this material up.
Really?
And now they can burn it and extract energy from the oil, and it doesn't release any bad byproducts to the environment.
So it's almost like recyclable products
as well. Exactly right. It's a little difficult because it's a one-to-one, so you've got to drop about as much polymer as you do the oil, but from a containment standpoint, I think good. They're using it on land right now, so the material is being used called Envirobond 403, or at least that's the chemical name that they're using for it. But I think it's an amazing way for kids to understand that there is some technology out there to be able to do this.
That is great.
I'll put all the information on the website.